It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Fraser Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
Coming to you from the GRC Arena right here on the campus of George Rogers Clark High School, I'm Joel Bennett. Bobby Baldwin's with me. We've got high school basketball coming up. We're getting a late start, and there have been three different levels of basketball played here against Montgomery County tonight. There will be three. There was already two. GRC freshman won the game over Montgomery County, 39-33, and then in four overtimes. That's the reason for our late start. Four overtimes. George Rogers Clark able to take out Montgomery County in a final there, 60-53. Looking at this game tonight, GRC will be playing Montgomery County, and boys, district action, not district tournament, but district action at GRC. They have won the last 21 meetings between these two teams. So will the beat go on? Montgomery County just had a game last night. Paris High School defeated them. So the Indians right now at 0-4, while the Cardinals are 4-0 in the district. So that's kind of making the seeding picture is going to be all in the hands of Montgomery County these last two games. They've got this game and they've got another district game coming up in the weeks ahead. The month of January has not been good to Montgomery County. They have one win and actually have dropped three of their last four games. And while the Cardinals, George Rogers Clark, they have won eight games in a row. GRC comes in here with a record of 18-1 overall. They're 8-0 in region play, 4-0 in district action. While Montgomery County, their record 8-12 overall. They're 0-4 in region opponent against region opponents and 0-3 in district play. First season head coach Jason Mays. He's got the Montgomery County team, the Montgomery County Indians. They have had four high school head coaches in the past six seasons. Coach Mays, he's had success at Ashland Blazer High School. He's taken teams to the Kentucky High School Sweet 16 tournaments in three of the last 5 years. So he can get it done if you get him some players. And right now Montgomery County, with only two seniors on the club, one that starts, they've got a lot of talent on the team. It just really hasn't translated into wins. The Cardinals, again, 18-1 on the season, ranked in the top 10, depending on the polling you look at. One thing that is for sure is that GRC, they are the reigning Kentucky High School Sweet 16 Boys Basketball Tournament runner-up. And the year prior, they were the state champions. Team captains, coaches, and officials meeting at midcourt. As we've got 12 minutes away from tip-off, we'll take a timeout. We'll be back after this two-minute break right here on WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained. The staff is wonderful and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Country Time Motors is the home of great cars, SUVs, and trucks. For the past 2 years in a row, Country Time Motors was voted the best car dealer in Clark County in the Winchester Sun Reader's Choice Awards. It's good to have a friend in the car business. See Larry Oldham and the crew at Country Time Motors. Experience the Country Time way for yourself. Country Time Motors, off the Maple Expressway, exit 96 off I-64. CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Boys high school basketball here at the GRC Arena. Montgomery County Indians come in here to take on the Cardinals of GRC. Montgomery County heading into the locker room as we are inside of 10 minutes away from tip-off. I mentioned the Cardinal boys team at 18-1 on the season. They have won now 8 games in a row. They have not had a loss to a district nor regional opponent. Looking at how the girls team fared, I do want to share that. Cardinal girls team, head coach Robbie Graham's taking his team to Louisville. They're playing in the very prestigious LIT, sponsored by Republic Bank. That event's going on. It's got like a state tournament feel to it, and field as well. It's got some of the best teams in Louisville. And then also they do have some at-large invitations, and GRC got one of those. GRC beat a private school out of Louisville. They defeated Assumption High School today, 77-43. So a big win there for Coach Graham and the Cardinal girls. Jaylene Green, 19 points in that game. Also T. East with 14 and Kennedy Stanford with 12 points. So he had good balance in their win over Assumption High. The Cardinal girls will play tomorrow morning at 11:30. They will play the winner of the Frederick Douglass Lady Broncos and Butler Lady Bears. That game should be about halftime right now, or approaching half. So the winner of that one will play GRC tomorrow at 11:30. When I say it's got a state tournament field, if you win that game, then you will play again that evening in the championship game. So we want to wish Coach Graham's girls the best in their endeavors up there at the LIT. Right now we'll take a 2-minute break, back after this.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses. Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Here's Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Region Market President, Citizens Bank of Kentucky.
At Citizens Bank of Kentucky, we believe banking is an experience. We recognize you have a choice when it comes to selecting a banking partner. To our present customers, we are grateful for your business. To those we don't have the privilege of serving, we look forward to earning your trust. We hope to introduce you to a better alternative to reach your life's goals.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, Bullion Boulevard, Winchester. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
George Rogers Clark Cardinal boys team taking on Montgomery County Indians. This game was, this will be the second of two games in district regular season play. Cardinals won the last meeting in a blowout 72-48 up in Mount Sterling on the floor of Montgomery County. A game that was a two-point game at the end of the first quarter. The GRC had a lead at half, but Montgomery County hit a shot to cut it under double digits. But the second half, it was owned by GRC as the Cardinals. J.P. Gaines had 15 points, 13 rebounds in that ball game. Rayshon Hampton, he hits a big three late in the second half, and he has 17 points, 18 for Breland Morrison in that ball game. So the Cardinals, they won that game convincingly, Bobby, and they've won 21 in a row against Montgomery County, but anything's possible anytime.
You're exactly right. There's a streak that...
Thank you.
Okay. We had to be quiet.
Yeah, uncertain what they are recognizing a cheerleading squad of the past.
Yeah.
State champions. But, yeah, 21 in a row. You can't get mundane. The last time they Montgomery County beat GRC was February 24th of 2016. But it's a geographical rival. I mean, I haven't been around long enough to know the deep history of these schools, but seems to be quite tense.
Intense.
Yeah.
Very intense. We saw it in the first encounter with both the boys and the girls over there a couple of weeks ago. My goodness, it was like a war. And the GRC girls eventually prevailed rather easily, but there was an incredible intensity on the floor. But you're in a district with a rival, a neighbor, somebody that you probably earmark every year that you want to put a bullseye on to try to defeat, and the intensity is never lacking. It was a tremendous warfare, if you will, and yet in the first encounter, the GRC boys wound up outscoring them 3-2. What was it? 72-48, which is pretty convincing, but it was not without effort, trust me.
Yeah, and I guess the Montgomery County fans and players and all kind of scratching your head. You look at this team, they've got a 6'5 freshman guard. They got a 6'6 Luke Fawns, that's a two-year starter. Dawson Gentry, a two-year starter at 6'2. I mean, they've got elements and pieces, and they have had every year. It's just hard to get it to translate into wins. They've gone through, they've had four head coaches in the last six seasons. So, Coach Mays, he's a winner. Of course, the coaches they've had before, Coach Wright, Coach Bentley, they've been winners as well. It's just been a tough go of it.
Well, it has, and it's tough to see them, I think, winless in the district with an 8-12 overall record this year. Lost to Paris last night, 51-40, and the big three from Paris pretty much dominated that game. And a bit of a surprise that they didn't give a better effort against the Greyhounds, but there again, the Greyhounds have three outstanding players, and they all asserted themselves last night. But this is an opportunity for Montgomery County to come in and pull a stunner, so they're going to be ready to go.
Yeah, and Paris put them out last year in the tournament and all,
sure
too.
Did.
So the last district championship for Montgomery County was back in the 2013-14 season. They've had two regional runners-up in the last 10 years. Meanwhile, the Cardinals clicking very well, and Coach Cook, our guest there on the Cardinal Connection on Wednesday night, says he likes where his team's at. The team concept is evident. He wants to put pressure on the ball, Bobby, and score easy buckets or high-percentage shots off the defense.
Well, defense is his M.O., and He's got skilled offensive players, but it's sure a heck of a lot easier to make a layup than it is a contested 12 to 14 footer, even if it is shot sure. on balance.
Sure. Cardinal girls won earlier this evening, 77-43 over Louisville Assumption. They are in the Republic Bank Louisville Invitational Tournament. Again, they will play tomorrow morning, 11:30, the winner of the Frederick Douglass Butler High School ball game. A lot of games going on all around the area. The All-A is being played down in Corbin for the first time. And boys and girls all down there, a good game over in my neck of the woods. Bryan Station hosting Frederick Douglass. You got a lot of inter-county and also rival games in this week. We're going to take our final 30-second break. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups, game action, all that coming up right here on WWKY.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Wellness is a choice. So when moments matter, you need compassionate care and clinical experience that's close to home. Choose Clark Regional Medical Center. From emergency care to welcoming your newest family member, Clark is here. Here for you, your family, and your community. So choose caregivers who will see you as family. Choose treatment you can rely on. Clark knows you have a choice. Choose well. See what makes Clark the right choice for you at clarkregional.org.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
Traditional Bank loves helping people who help others. We work with nonprofits to simplify business banking and get you back to your purpose. With tight budgets and staff who wear multiple hats, nonprofits have unique banking needs. Our business bankers can help streamline processes, deliver deposit solutions, and provide training and support every step of the way. We're making nonprofit banking easier so you can focus on meeting your mission. Start your partnership with Traditional Bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cardinal boys basketball team, they're 18-1 on the season. They have won 8 in a row, and they host Montgomery County tonight as they get ready for closing out this month of January. Again, an 8-win streak for GRC, one of the top-ranked teams, depending on what polling you're looking at. The RPI has them number 7 in the state. Polls have them in the top 20 overall. Let's go to public address for tonight's starters.
For the visiting Indians from Montgomery County High School. At guard, a 6'5 freshman, number 1, Tyce Jarvis. At forward, a 6'7 sophomore, number 3, Luke Bonds. At guard, a 5'10 junior, number 4, Ethan Dunn. At guard, a 6'2 senior, number 11, Brecken Decker. And at guard, a 6'3 sophomore, number 14, Dawson Gentry. Head coach of the Indians, Jason Mays. Coming in with a record of 18 wins and one loss, your George Rogers Clark Cardinals. At guard, a 5'11 senior, number 3, Ray Sean Hampton. At guard, a 5'9 sophomore, number 5, Malachi Hessler. At forward, a 6'5 freshman, number 11, Montez Gage. At forward, a 6'2 senior, number 12, J.P. Gage. And at guard, a 6'2 senior, number 13, Breland Morrison. Head coach of the Cardinals, Mr. Josh Cook.
We get a late start tonight. Again, a JV game that went four overtimes, but George Rogers Clark High School, they did prevail in that one. But we get ready for tip-off here. A little bit later than normal, Bobby.
Nice crowd. Had a.
You don't have a curfew, do you?
No, not at all. Not tonight. let's play till midnight.
We've done it before, although not basketball per se, but here we go. We get ready for the tip-off here. Good crowd on hand.
Absolutely.
A lot of people here, and GRC trying to go win four in one day. The girls have won, and the freshmen and JV have won. Now it's up to the varsity boys as they... We've got Montez Gay and Luke Fawns jumping it up. Two guys about the same size, and Cardinals control the tip. GRC with the ball to begin, and Montgomery County comes out with a man-to-man. Morrison, top of the key, left side. He passes left of the circle. Ashford double-team, shovels it off to Gay. Back over to Ashford. Spread the floor, Malachi driving. Got to the foul line, crossover dribble, scoop shot at the rim, put it in.
Boy, just those willowy hands and a quick touch. Got it in off the right side for the deuce.
Tyce Jarvis, 6'5 freshman, runs the point. He had 5 points, played a lot of minutes the last time these teams met. Ethan Dunn having problems going down into the paint, but he's able to prevail and got a bank shot.
Stumbled his way into a shot, used the glass, tied the score.
Ashford angles off to the right of the circle, comes across with a left-hand dribble. They screen down, back door pass is picked off, turnover by the Cardinals. Steal by Gentry, driving layup, he missed it at the rim. Montez Gay with a rebound, throws it to Rashawn Hampton, and an easy bucket there.
Boy, you miss a chippy on the one end, and it leads to a run out on the other.
Here's Jarvis, right side, picked up by J.P. Gaines. Jarvis to Fawns and takes it right back. Both coaches, Cook and Mays, standing up, hands on hip. They send Jarvis through as Fawns goes to work. He stripped to the ball and turned it over. Ashford with a steal. Over to Hampton. Right wing three, not there. Short on the shot. Hustling over there, he beat Brecken Decker to the ball and slammed it off of him. So the Cards will keep possession underneath the goal.
Stayed alert, followed his shot, and was able to save the possession for the Cards.
So Hampton Taylor into the game. Here is J.P. Gaines goes out, getting some attention as Hampton missed at the rim, and here's Jarvis with a rebounded miss. Without numbers, drives it down. Morrison got a hand on it, blocked it out of bounds. Just kind of took on one-on-three. His teammates were trailing. Nothing there, really.
Nothing there, and yet he was intent on trying to do it, but Breland said not this trip.
Dunn inbounds to Fawns. Gay on Fawns. Man on man there, spinning, shooting. Fawns on the baseline, missed it. Contested by Gay. Ashford with a rebound. Malachi in the front court, pulls it back on the dribble. Dunn will pick him up. Montgomery County going man to man. Ashford, top of the key, gives it to Morrison, trying to turn the corner. As he got to the foul line, he is bumped there by Tyce Jarvis. His first foul, team first.
Foul is on Jarvis.
Cards with the ball and a 4-2 lead.
Yeah, took it strong from the top, curled toward the basket, got bumped. Foul.
Ashford to inbound the pass, floats it out. Hampton got it, got a step on Decker, put it up at the rim, and draws the foul on Brecken Decker. As he was able to control the basketball, got the first step in the foul on Decker, his first, team second.
So quick with those hands, and once he got control of it, he took it strong.
Rajon Hampton inching upwards towards a 20-point-per-game average, goes to the foul line, and this free throw rolls in. Last year's team leader in free throw percentage, and this year's pretty much doing the same. Second free throw, that one's good. So evidently, I didn't see what brought Gaines out of the game. Must have been an equipment issue.
Could have been. Cards on a 6-0 run after that first basket, leading 6-2.
Hampton out, Gaines back in. Here's Decker. Decker driving right side. Cut off there by Gaines. Bounce pass to Fawns, right wing. Switch off, J.P. Gaines takes Fawns. Fawns got to the rim, put up a leaner, missed it. Tried to get his own board. Here's Ashford. Ashford with five rebounds his last game. Comes away with one. Goes coast to coast and put it in.
Boy, just great hang time on that one. Got it in. Cards with the last 8 points.
We played almost 3 minutes in this ball game. Jarvis, crossover dribble. Got to the left of the lane. Spins in the paint. Missed it. Got his own board. A lot of contact. No call. Missed the shot. Brecken Decker, turnaround. Shot in the paint, good. That's a rebound putback for Decker.
Had to earn it, though.
Sure did, as he just pulled that ball away with elbows squared out. Here's Ashford, rubs off the screen, goes to Gay. Montez, spot up three, off the rim, battling in there.
Wow.
Breland Morrison took it away, posted up, put it in.
He didn't have the position to get that, but his hands and his jumping ability were so strong, he won the battle and the bucket.
Jarvis, the freshman point guard, did a lot of dunking in the warm-ups. He had a tough one right there, but boy, what a nice three-point shot there. As Luke Fawns hits a three from the left wing, it's 10-7, Cards with a lead and the ball, approaching midway through this first quarter.
Took an open shot. As talented as he is, the rest of them have been contested.
Here's a pick and roll. Gaines has it. Shot a fade away from 10. Too strong. Rebounded there by Decker. Decker comes out on the dribble. Rashawn Hampton turns him at midcourt. Decker behind the back, determined to get to the rim. He threw up the shot as he had Rashawn Hampton tied to his hip the whole way down the floor, and Hampton gets a foul, his first, team first. Brecken Decker will go to the free throw line, one of only two seniors on this team, a guy that he starts. Last year was a starter as well, and this free throw is good. He has 3 points in the game, hit double figures against Clark the last time these two teams played. He's one of five Indians that averaged double figures on the season. He makes both free throws here. Cards with the ball up one. Despite, as Bobby said, scored 8 in a row at that one time.
Yeah, they've been feast or famine.
Off the drive, Hampton to the rim, one-hand shot, put it in.
Left Decker nailed to the floor.
Got a nice screen by Morrison at the high post. He and J.P. Gaines just did a good job screening. Dunn, left side of the floor, has it taken away. He goes to the floor, got it back, throws a pass that's broken up by Hampton. So after four different players touch the ball, it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Montgomery County.
Yeah, scrum underneath their basket, and Malachi was in the middle of it, but possession of Montgomery.
Dawson Gentry out. They bring Rallet into the game. He played a lot of JV minutes. And it'll be Montgomery County with the ball underneath their basket. Cards with a 12-9 lead. 3.5 to play here in the first quarter. Dunn inbounds to Jarvis. Tyce Jarvis left of the circle. Hampton on him. Third Cardinal to Gardy. Puts up the runner. Missed the shot. Gay got the rebound for the Cards.
Strong board.
Ashford looks over at Coach Cook, who's making the signal for the play he wants run. Two people at the high post. Now make it three. Morrison, Hampton, and Gay all there. Now they spread out and try to spread the floor. Ashford cut off by Dunn. Bounces it out on the dribble. Here comes that double high post again. Gay and Hampton. Ashford going, spinning, shooting. Left hand scoop. Got it at the rim. He's got six.
He is an acrobat in gym shoes.
Six in the game for Ashford. Montgomery County's done driving. Ashford knocked it away. Picked up over there by Rallitz. His first touch of the ball. He's out on top dribbling. Hands it off to Tyce Jarvis. Glances over his shoulder, and Coach Mays tells him what to run. With 2.5 to go in this first quarter. Screen down. Pop out Fawns. Pick and pop with Fawns. Nothing there. Go right side to Decker. 15-footer off the wing. Didn't get the roll. Snatching that rebound is Montez Gay. Off to Ashford. Ashford crosses midcourt. Montgomery County stays with the man-to-man. Malachi, left-hand dribble. Goes to Gay out on the floor. Baseline screen. Morrison can't get it. Coming off the curl is Hampton. Bluff the three. Fawns stepped out. Step back three between the circles. Missed it. Challenged there by Fawns. And the rebound goes out. Montgomery County will get it.
Rayshon intent on getting one up on that particular possession. And it was a little bit off mark.
Yeah, and, he's 5'11". They list Fawns at 6'7". Yeah. And he shoots a high arching rainbow three anyway. Had to put a little more on that one. Dawson Gentry back in. He's got the ball. They spot up three as he's left open. Right wing. Missed it. Rebounded by Breland Morrison. Neither team has hit a three. Ashford. Top of the key. Stop and go move. Back and down Decker. Giving it off to Hampton. Stolen by Jarvis. He's on the floor. Throws it behind him. That's a dangerous thing. But coming away with it's Montgomery County. Jarvis, pull up three, in rhythm, shot an air ball, and the student section, which is a blackout tonight, they're letting him have it with the air ball, Chad.
Well, Coach Jason Mays pointing through his
head. He's letting him have it too, huh?
Yeah, what are you doing, son? But anyway, took a good shot wide open, he just missed it.
Ashford, crossover dribble, got to the rim, put it up, and he short-armed it. Taken away on the rebounded miss is Fawns. Angles off to the left with a minute to play in the first quarter. Fawns double teamed. They took it away from him. Hampton on the steal. Gaines ran him right into the double team. Rayshon, three ball, got it in transition.
He got that one in. It looks like a timeout is in order for the visitors.
For Rayshon Hampton, 9 points in this first quarter. We'll be back after this brief message.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX 4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000, available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Well, we've got information to share with you. Butler will be the opponent for the Cardinal girls team tomorrow. Butler over Frederick Douglass in a big way, 61-44. That game will be played at 11:30 in Louisville. Right now, back to play. Jarvis, shot blocked, stolen by Morrison. 2-on-1, run out, got it at the rim. That is 9 points in fast breaks.
Quick hands by the Cards as these kids are trying to spin their way to the basket, and they're not being successful at all.
Dawson Gentry off to Fawns. Clock at 25. Montgomery County down 10. And Fawns intent on driving the basket. Eli Craig, who checked in after the timeout, will draw that foul. That's his first team second. And, Butler, as far as some of the rankings in girls basketball, number 10, they took out number 13, Frederick Douglass. So, big win there. Montgomery County with the ball. Breckendecker pulling it out on the dribble. Clock at 15. Dunn between the circle. Just holding the ball. It's at 10. Rubs off a Fawn screen. Puts up a mid-range jumper. Missed it at the rim. And I believe Eli Craig will be called going over the back. No, they're going to say Malachi Ashford with a foul. His third, team third of the quarter. Montgomery County will inbound the ball underneath their goal with 5.5 seconds in the first quarter. Dunn looks for a cutter, floats it out to Fawns. Clock at 4. He'll shoot a 3. Missed it. Rebound to Dunn. Dunn, unaware of the situation, didn't get a shot off, and the horn sounds. First quarter comes to an end. It's George Rogers Clark Cardinals 19 to Montgomery County Indians 9. Second quarter play coming up in 1 minute. We'll return.
Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
Nothing better than enjoying Kentucky scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh? But there is one thing almost as good, being insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
George Roger Clark Cardinals leading Montgomery County here in boys action by a score of 19-9. It'll be Rashawn Hampton, Montez Gay, Eli Craig, Breland Morrison, and Malachi Ashford beginning this second quarter for GRC. Montgomery County with the ball at midcourt. Card stay with a man-to-man. Dunn passes to Decker, coming off a Fawn screen. They switch off. Hampton on Decker goes to the floor. He kicks it out to Dawson Gentry, who hit a three.
Well, he looked out and had the opening and hit him in stride, made a nice play.
2 of 5 shooting the three, and Ashford tried to answer for one of his own, and the Cards now 1 for 5. Dunn in a hurry, left side, checked there by Craig in the front court, throw it out to Breckendecker between the circle. Rashawn Hampton giving him room. Now Decker drives, got to the right of the circle, handed off to Gentry. Gentry hooks a pass over, a dangerous one. Dunn goes up high to pull it away. 12-footer over an outstretched Montez Gay is missed. Morrison with a rebound. Here come the Cards. Hampton, bounce pass, Gay underneath, got it in. Two passes, two points.
Yeah, saw him coming in from the baseline, split the defenders with the pass for the easy deuce.
Four different Cardinals have scored in this game. Invert the numbers, 21-12, GRC with the lead, Montgomery County with the ball. Decker, three-point shot, good between the circle. Right now he's got 7 in the game.
Those three-pointers can get you back in it pretty quick. And
they didn't fight over the screen, and Coach Cook calling a 30-second timeout. Bobby's got a message here. I'll let you battle the band.
Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with a New Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. In 5 models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a Power Star tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling soon.
So, again, the Cardinal girls at 11:30 tomorrow play Butler High School. And, again, checking those rankings, Butler RPI number 20, and you look at some of the rankings, number 10. So we know there are 14-5 teams, so very, very strong. Cardinals with the ball after the timeout. Here comes a trap by Montgomery County. The team with the lead calls the timeout. Again, coaching 101. The other guy's going to change something up, and they do. Gaines has it, right elbow, Rallets on him, goes to Hampton, three ball, good from the right baseline.
He does not need much space. If he's got his puppies under him, when he lifts it up, it usually drops. Big bucket by him, by up to 9-point lead.
Rashawn Hampton with 12 of the Cardinal 24 in this game. Fawns playing at a high post, hands it off. Here's Dawson Gentry, step back three, missed it. Battling inside to Fawns and Gay, a couple of talented young men. Out of bounds off Montez. Coach Cook bringing Hampton Taylor in for the second time in the game, and Breland Morrison checks out. Morrison leaves the game, having scored 4 points and got a rebound. Decker looking, gets it in to Dawson Gentry, takes it back on the handoff, got into the paint, out to Fawns. His 3-point shot blocked by Gay. Throw it to Gay. Going, and he dunks it with Fawns trailing him.
Yes, quick hands, got the block at the top, and resulted in a slam at the other end. Timeout.
So we're going to have a full timeout now by Coach Mays. 5:43 to go here before half. Cards up 11. More after this one-minute break.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to 3 art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cardinals send out on the floor J.P. Gaines, Malachi Ashford, Rashawn Hampton, Hampton Taylor, and the guy that just stuffed it with two hands, Montez Gay.
Coach Mays trying to do what he can to keep his kids in the game. That was 2 quick timeouts.
Jarvis brings the ball up. This is Tyce Jarvis. He gets to the top of the key. Breckendecker with a ball fake, driving, puts up the runner, and he flipped it up and in. Breckendecker in this game with 9 points. And we've got the officials blowing the whistle.
And we know that the bucket was scored. A late whistle after GRC was ready to take the ball out of bounds. So now official going to the scorer's table to give an explanation.
Their player grabbed the basketball after it went out of the net, through the net rather. So that will stop play, a warning issued, and here's the press by the Indians. 1-2-2, full court. Rashawn Hampton in the backcourt with it. The 6'5 freshman, Tyce Jarvis on Rashawn Hampton. Rashawn, top of the key, between the circles. Stop and go move. Got a step on him. Flipped up a runner. Not there. Fawns with a rebounded miss. Gaines checking Fawns in the front court. Fawns throws a two-hand pass to Jarvis between the circle. We got 5 minutes before halftime. GRC with a 26-17 lead. Jarvis, just a lot of dribbling. A five-second call. I was waiting for it. Here's Dawson Gentry on the drive. Throws up a prayer, and it was answered with a bailout whistle on a foul. They're going to call that foul on Hampton Taylor. He offered backside help on that back line defensively, and he gets the foul.
I tell you what, Rashawn was tracking Jarvis, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he didn't have anywhere to go. Just a lot of there's frustration written across that young man's face. He couldn't go anywhere. Gentry makes the free throw. Ethan Dunn in, and going out is Isaiah Rowlett for Montgomery County. Breland Morrison returns for the Cardinals. Dawson Gentry makes the second free throw.
7-point lead for the Cards. 4:50 left.
Gentry,
second quarter.
Gentry, a talented sophomore. Oh, yeah. He's a starter last year as a freshman. 6'3 is what they list him at. Here's Gaines off the curl. Drove the basket and draws the foul at the rim. So he faked the handoff as Ashford rubbed off of him.
That is his second.
Yeah, sure did. Just above the elbow. And then when the defense went with the fake, he curled, went to the basket, and almost got that one up on the board for an and one.
JP at the line, and Gaines free throw rolls in. Shooting 71% on the season at the foul line. Had probably his best all-round game against Montgomery County up there in Mount Sterling.
A true warrior that night.
Came away with 13 rebounds, 15 points, and a couple of block shots. He makes both free throws here. So five different Cardinals have scored in this game, and it's back to a 9-point lead with 4.5 to play here before halftime. Dunn off the handoff, pounding that ball on the floor. He's double-teamed in the right corner. He's in trouble. Throws a skip pass that's stolen by Rashawn Hampton. Hampton, instead of pushing it, waiting for a trailer. He shovels it off to Malachi Ashford, Montgomery County, and a man-to-man. Maddox Campbell's checked in. He offers a screen for Hampton. Rashawn, 18-footer, step back, not there on the fadeaway. Loose ball, Gaines with a rebound. Put it up, put it in.
Right place, right time. The ball came to him, and he put her in there. Cards up 11.
Midway through this second quarter, Tyce Jarvis walks it up, rubs off a fawn screen. Maddox Campbell on the switch. Jarvis throws it out to Decker. Decker's hit 1-3, but he takes it in the paint. Leave it out for Fawns. Fawns defers, goes to Decker. J.P. Gaines on the switch off. Rashawn Hampton with a mismatch, 5-11 on the 6-7 Fawns. They can't exploit it. Dunn just out there dribbling. Now he'll shoot a three and hit it. Made a good choice, I guess.
He sure did. About 22 feet straight out, cutting the lead to 8.
4 of 8 shooting at 3 is Montgomery County. It's held the Indians close. Driving Ashford, pullback, step back 3. He's tried to answer. This is the second time he's missed them both. Rebound off to Montgomery County in a hurry. Here's Dawson Gentry. He gets into the paint. Flip it out to Tyce Jarvis. A lot of contact, no call. Over to Fawns. His three's good. They've hit back-to-back long-range shots.
Cutting the lead to 5.
Coach Cook up shouting at his team as Ashford angles off to the right side. Gaines drops down on the blocks. They screen down for Morrison. Switch off by Montgomery County. Now they free Rashawn Hampton. Got a step on Decker. He'll shoot a three. Rashawn shot it way too hard. Missed it all. Gentry throws it up to Decker. Checked in the front court by Ashford. Decker, though, 3-on-1, just throws up a shot, and it goes over the backboard. He took on 3 Cardinals, and I think they call him for traveling.
He had a little shuffle in his step for sure.
5 turnovers by Montgomery County, 2 by GRC. Cardinals making some moves here. It's Gaines, Ashford, Campbell, Morrison, and checking back in, returning, Eli Craig. Montgomery County dropping off the full court. They're going 1-3-1 in the half court. Cards have seen a zone. Coach Cook Wednesday night said he's glad they're getting to look at it. Morrison just dribbling left to the circle. Clock at 2:15. Cards with the ball up 5. Morrison goes right side to Maddox Campbell. He defers now to Ashford. Malachi dribbled into that zone. Nobody flashing across the lane. So Malachi Ashford got in deep, missed the shot. Campbell tipped it, but here comes Jarvis with the rebounded miss. Jarvis, crossover dribble. Lost it. Stolen by Eli Craig. Craig leaves it off to Maddox Campbell. Maddox comes in the front court. He defers to Morrison. Minute 40 to play here before the half. The Cards with the ball. Float it, skip it right side to Morrison. Return it to Ashford. Malachi, bounce pass in traffic, turned it over. Gaines, though, not giving up on it. But the Cards do turn it over. Gay and Hampton coming back in for the Cards. And it'll be Campbell and Craig coming out. Montgomery County with the ball in the backcourt right in front of their bench, and Coach Mays much more casually attired this time. He had a three-piece suit the last time. This time he's wearing the Montgomery County gear with the hooded sweatshirt look. Vaughn shoots a long three, missed it. Tyce Jarvis tried to keep it alive, and he does. Decker driving right side, checked by Hampton, and back out to Jarvis. Coach Mays imploring his team to set up, run their offense. There's a minute to go before half. Bounce pass, right side at the elbow. Fonz hands it off. Decker
well done.
With a jump shot. That's good.
He popped out. That's.
They're going to give him three on that. It's a two-point game. Cards with the ball and the two-point lead. After being down 11, Montgomery County coming back. They spread the floor out, 1-3-1 by Montgomery County. They got Decker at 6'2 out on the top. Fonz at 6'7 playing the middle. At the elbow, 6'5 and 6'3. Hampton flashed in the middle, and Rayshon with a floater.
That broke a 3-minute, 45-second drought offensively for the Cards.
14 points in the game for Hampton, and boy, that mid-range jumper, that little floater, much needed, as Bobby described. Here's Dunn with the ball. He goes over to Gentry and takes it right back. He'll shoot a three with Gay in his face. Missed it. J.P. Gaines with a rebound. Off to Ashford. Ball is broken up. Gaines launched it at midcourt. Hit the rim, but it came off. Well, the halftime score is in the books. It's George Roger Clark Cardinals 32, Montgomery County Indians 28. We're at halftime. Joel here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We will step aside. A two-minute timeout. When we come back, we will have a halftime show that will include game summary, stats, and comments. All coming up right here on WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Well, we hear a little swing town coming in. I don't know about swing town, but we're in Win City, Bobby. That's what they're calling Winchester.
Well, Win City is in a tussle here tonight. They have had the Montgomery County team come in here and giving no quarter and erasing a 10-point first quarter deficit to get right back in this one.
Yeah, the Cardinals came out, and as you say, they put that double-digit lead on, largely behind the shooting of Rayshon Hampton. But Montgomery County, they made some adjustments. They began hitting the three-point shot. And, Bobby, that three-point shot, you know, some call it fool's gold or whatever. But listen, if it's working for you, it can keep you close or it can win some games. And right now, 6 of 12 shooting is Montgomery County from behind the arc, while the Cardinals are 2 for 9.
Well, and their last 9 points came from above and beyond the arc, so to speak. And while they were making 9, GRC was only able to manage 2. And as a result, we've got a slim 32-28 lead here at intermission in a very, very well-played, tightly contested game.
Montgomery County coming off a loss to Paris last night, showing no signs of a loss hangover or anything. Actually, they played inspired basketball, and as we've just outlined, they got behind, and they have managed to come back and make this a very close game here at halftime, 32-28.
Yeah, opportunity for redemption.
Yep, it looking at some of the numbers here in this first half, we'll go over the team numbers. I mentioned the three-point shooting. Montgomery County, 6 of 12. The Cardinals of GRC, 2 of 9. The game's been pretty cleanly played. 6 turnovers for Montgomery County, only 3 for GRC. Second chance scoring, a 4-2 edge for the Cardinals. Fast break scoring for GRC. They have, in this ballgame, an 11-0 edge in transition points. Both teams 4-4 at the foul line. So we've got a 32-28 score here at halftime. GRC leading Montgomery County in boys action. Do want to remind you, be listening to the WWKY 990 AM frequency, 102.9 FM frequency. Their score from tomorrow's girls game will be announced on the radio as they are at the Republic Bank Louisville Invitational Tournament playing at 11:30 tomorrow, taking on Butler High School. That score will be fed and will be on WWKY. We'll take a one-minute break. When we come back, we'll do some individual numbers. More of the halftime show rolls on when we return in 1 minute.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses. Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the Old Liquor World building. See store for details.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
Halftime score here in the boys' action. George Rogers Clark Cardinal boys team leading Montgomery County Indians 32-28. Again, this is the third game. The freshman of GRC won. The JV went to 4 overtimes before the Cardinal junior varsity team won. And then now here we are at halftime, 32-28. As the Cardinal girls team won up in Louisville. They defeated Butler 61-44. So winning is good right now for George Rogers Clark, and they lead at halftime here. Gave you the team numbers individually for Montgomery County. Brecken Decker with 12 points in the first half. He had double digits the last time these two teams played. He got them here in the first half to play. 6 points on 2 3-point shots by Luke Fawns. We've got 5 scored by Ethan Dunn. 5 points for Dawson Gentry. You also have Tyce Jarvis and Isaiah Rowlett both played but failed to score. For the Cardinals of GRC, 14 points in the first half for Rayshawn Hampton. He's hit a pair of threes and hit a pair of free throws in collecting those 14 points. 6 points for Malachi Ashford, all in the first quarter. 4 points each for Montez Gay, J.P. Gaines, and Breland Morrison. You also have Eli Craig, Maddox Campbell, and Hampton Taylor all played, but failed to score in their first half. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me, and we were talking off mic. Close game here, and the scoring's a little guard heavy, Bobby. The backcourt of GRC, 20 of the 32 points. Now, our three big frontline players that you count on that can do pretty much anything, 4 points apiece, 12 combined.
Well, that's true, and you've got a team they're playing tonight that is coming off a game, so it could be that the second half may play in GRC's favor, given the fact that they may be a little fresher during these final two quarters of this game. But, and make no mistake, those three frontline players can all get it done.
They can get it done right now. It's a little guard heavy for yeah. GRC in the scoring, 20 of the 32 points. Talking about, maybe the four overtimes let Montgomery County have a little bit more rest. At least we know they had another 10 to 12 minutes rest anyway.
No question about it.
Sitting over here waiting to get out on the floor. Speaking of out on the floor, the Cardinals, they come out of the locker room, and they're on the floor right now going through a shoot-around. GRC with a 32-28 lead here at halftime. We'll take a one-minute commercial break when we come back. Second half play coming your way on the home of GRC Sports, WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
High school basketball, big schedule on Friday night. All-A tournament going on down in Corbin. You got a lot of rival games, too. Trinity playing St. X, Highlands playing Covington Cath, Mayo playing Ballard, Frederick Douglass at Bryant Station, Scott High at Campbell County. You know, you got Frankfort playing at Great Crossing, Henry Clay at Lafayette, Harlan County, top 10 team. They're playing at Middlesboro, South Laurel playing North Laurel. All kinds of rival games. Pulaski County at Somerset, Bowling Green at South Warren, Greenwood at Warren Central. It's that time of the year, Bobby.
Yeah, and none really more intense than the one right before our eyes right here.
Yeah, we've got a good one here at GRC. They have won 21 straight versus Montgomery County. And the last time they played up at Montgomery County, it was a two-point game at the end of the quarter, nine-point halftime lead, but then the Cards able to stretch it out. Right here, though, it's the Cardinals with the ball and up four, 32-28. Montez Gay, Rashawn Hampton, Breland Morrison, J.P. Gaines, and with the ball, Malachi Ashford. They try to set Hampton for a three at the top of the key off the double screen. They jumped out with Dawson Gentry, and they shut it down. Ashford takes the ball then, drives it in to the elbow at the foul line, comes back, circles around, and keeps the dribble. Montgomery County overplaying the passing lanes on the wing. They screen down. Morrison being tugged on that jersey by Fawns, trying to get free. Finally slips that screen, throws up the bank shot, and trying to help on the switch is Brecken Decker, and he picks up his third foul. And he had 12 points in the first half. Somebody that they don't want to lose.
Well,
he's a senior, too, and a starter.
Getting that third is very, very problematic for Coach Mays and the Indians, but let's see if GRC can make hay.
Breland Morrison shoots that free throw too hard, and no personnel changes by Coach Mays as of yet. He's going to keep Decker on there, and second free throw good by Morrison, so he's going to ride his senior for as long as he can. He got Rowlett's up to check in at the dead ball. Here's Montgomery County. Decker double teamed in the backcourt, gets it to the middle of the floor. Jarvis driving, finger roll, got it at the rim. First bucket.
Yeah, they beat the double team at midcourt and were able to score at the rim uncontested.
Rashawn Hampton right of the circle. Gaines calling for it down on the blocks. He had 5'8", Ethan Dunn on him, couldn't get it. Gaines still moving without the ball. Hampton going one-on-one on Jarvis. Scoop shot at the rim. Put it up and in.
Boy, I tell you what. Went to his right and scooped it under the outstretched arms of the defender with his left.
Very, very skilled. Decker at the rim. His shot blocked by Montez Gay, and Gay with his second rejection. Keeps the ball. Comes in the front court. Ashford, 25-foot three off the back iron. Two Cardinals collide. Coming away with a rebound, Montgomery County, 3-on-2. Dawson Gentry hit it, pulled him back to within two.
Foul line extended, two cards on the deck on the other end, and they were able to get the numbers going the other way.
Third three-point, that is Gentry with a basket there. His second three-point shot, Rayshon Hampton tries to answer. He can't do it, long rebound comes out. Gentry has it for Montgomery County. Holds that right arm out, getting space and separation from Ashford, and hands it off to Tyce Jarvis. Jarvis, 6'5 point guard, freshman, hands it off. Decker, ball fake, right of the lane. Gay stopped him. Fawns, he'll shoot the three off the catch and shoot. Missed that one, coming away with it. Rayshon Hampton driving it right at Decker, playing with three fouls. Had to play him a little guarded, and he missed at the rim. Hampton did, but Rayshon. Back tip deflection from Fawns and sliding safely at home plate as he hit the floor.
He was trying to beat the ball to the out-of-bounds mark, but was unsuccessful.
Ralla checks in. Decker goes out with 5:38 to play in the third, and Montgomery County with the ball down two. A chance to tie or take their first lead of the game, if I'm not correct.
They were up to... No, they weren't. No, they have not had the lead yet.
So a three could give the Indians their first lead. A two could tie it. Fawns out on the floor. Holds it on top. He's 2 of 5 in shooting the three. Keeps a dribble between the circle. Montez Gay on him. Talented young men there with good size. Turns him over to J.P. Gaines. Gaines shut him down at the baseline. Fawns throws it out to Dunn. Dunn circles around with a dribble. Malachi Ashford tightening up defensively. They try to screen. Ashford fights over the top, and Fawns comes to help him out. Cards playing a man-to-man. J.P. Gaines now on the switch. Has Fawns left to the lane. Fawns trying to work his way into the paint. Got in there, and he is tied up. And I mean literally tied up. He got double-teamed, but then they're going to get Gaines with a foul. So that'll be first on the Cardinals, and here's an inbound play. Montgomery County, Fawns elevates and scores. He was a determined man. He factored into the entire play on that possession. And we're all tied at 35, and Coach Cook, with his arms folded, looks over at the scoreboard and at the scorer's table. We've got a 30-second timeout called. Bobby's got a message he'll like to impart.
The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster Compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling.
Well, the Indians outscoring the Cardinals by 12 on the three-point shot, and they have shot themselves into a 35-35 tie with GRC after the timeout that Coach Cook called. You've got Morrison, Gaines, Gay, Ashford, and Hampton on the floor. Ashford walks it up. Here's that zone again. Montgomery County showed it briefly in the second quarter. So 1-3-1 with Fawns in the middle and 6-5 Tyce Jarvis out on top playing the point. On the back line is Dunn. That's got to be your fastest guy. They swing it around and Gaines finds Ashford. Floater got it at the lane.
Nice passing. A diagonal to the corner and into the middle and into the cutter coming through the lane. Cards back up.
Ashford's got 8 points. J.P. Gaines on the assist there as Bobby described the play. Dunn between the circle. Screen down, pass it out right wing. Jarvis with the ball. They try to post up Fawns. He's got it on the right blocks. Elevates, shoots a floater, went in, came out, and went back down.
Yeah, got the roll on that one from about 6 feet out, despite good defense from JP, who was a little bit undersized.
Five-inch height advantage to Fawns. He's got 10 in the game. The game's tied at 37. Hampton, bounce pass to Ashford. Malachi left of the circle, looking at this zone. Tyce Jarvis again at 6'5", offers a lot of wingspan out there at the right elbow. Hampton didn't like his position. Throw it back to Ashford. Bounce pass off of Jarvis. Coach Cook looking for some movement from his front line guys. He's wanting somebody to split that zone, flash across the lane. They've got Dunn on the baseline. If you could get Gaines or Gay or Morrison on a mismatch, that's what they look for. But Montgomery County overplaying the passing lanes. Deflected out of bounds, and I guess this zone buys a little time for Brecken Decker, who's on the bench with three fouls. They throw over the defense. Gaines caught it, tried to power his way up. As he got Rowlett's ball watching, and he put it up and draws the foul as Fawns came with help defense, his first, team second.
Would have been an alley-oop type of play, except he couldn't get it up over the rim on the catch, but is on the line. A nice diagonal pass.
J.P. Gaines free throw all around the rim, and it came out. He had made his first two. Brecken Decker back in. Rowlett's going out. Coach Mays trying to milk what he can out of his senior starter, playing with three fouls, but also a healthy 12 points. J.P. Gaines free throw. His second one's good. Gaines with five in the contest, and the Cardinals back up by one, approaching 3 minutes to go in the third. Dunn in the backcourt runs into a double team, takes it to the right side. Got a step on Hampton. Gaines picked him up to Fawns. He's hit a couple of threes.
There you go.
He's hit another.
And there is the lead. 40-38 here at the 255 mark.
7 points for Fawns in this quarter alone. Montgomery County hitting 8 of 15 from behind the arc. Ashford dribbles in. Trouble. Found Gaines. Ball fake. Let Fawns go by. JP put it up. Contested and missed. A lot of contact, no call. Here's Morrison shooting a three. Long rebound comes out, and Hampton took it away from Dunn. Rashawn trying to run it down, and he hits the deck, and the ball is deflected out of bounds as Ethan Dunn, not giving up on it.
No, not at all.
He was after Rashawn, even though Hampton, boy, I tell you what, he plays with a lot of heart. His emotions not too hard to read. He's a energetic guy, and he doesn't care to show it.
He's a little bit
dinged up
weary,
right now.
Yeah, weary right as we speak, but down by two, 2:25 to go in the third.
Hampton brings it up into this zone, wraparound pass to Morrison. Baseline, they go to Gay, and he's going to draw the foul on Tyce Jarvis, who had left and vacated that point on a 1-3-1. He dropped down for defensive help in the paint. His second, team third. Montez Gay will go to the free throw line. Montez has 4 points in the game. He's also blocked a couple of shots. One of his baskets, a two-hand dunk on a breakout. This free throw is missed, so the Cardinals went 4-4 in the first half. Right now they're 2-5 in this third quarter.
And as a result, they're behind.
And they trail by two. Gay trying to pull his team to within one, and he does. Cards drop back. They'll pick up Montgomery County at midcourt. Indians with the ball and a one-point lead. Decker driving in the paint. Kick it out to Jarvis. Ball fake. Got to the rim. Dunked it home. He dunked it home, and it's 42-39, Montgomery County.
Got the seam, took it strong and uncontested.
He'd been dunking in warm-ups, but he hadn't scored until this third quarter. Morrison has it left of the circle for the Cards. Dribbles into that zone. Gets it back out to Ashford. Malachi keeps the dribble. Fawns cut him off at the right elbow. Now Ashford, long three. That looks short. It is very short. Breland Morrison, rebound. Power dribble, put it up and in.
Trims the lead back to one. He got the rebound out front and was able to get it home.
Timeout called on the floor. It's 42-41. Cards call a full timeout, so it's 42-41. Montgomery County with a one-point lead. Back in 1 minute.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Coach Cook called the timeout. He sends out on the floor J.P. Gaines, Montez Gay, Malachi Ashford, Rashawn Hampton, and Eli Craig. Neither team has had a turnover in this hot 6.5 minutes of play so far in this third quarter. And Montgomery County with the ball and a one-point lead after trailing at halftime by four. Indians walk it up with Jarvis. He bounce passes over to Dunn. Dunn out near midcourt, just holding the ball. Ashford steps out on him. Coach Mays up coaching his Indian team, telling him where he wants him to go, and Dunn just circling around. Now Mays out on the floor. He's got to step back. He's right in play. Hook it over there, and an open Gentry shoots the three off the rim. Fawn's got the rebound. It came right to him. He short-armed it, and then Montez Gay stripped him at the rim.
Boy, they missed a chippy there. Wow.
Two of them, yes. Yeah. Gay comes away with a ball. Hampton, long three for the lead, and the Cards take the lead again.
Well, turnabout's fair play. The three can either beat you or help you win.
19 in the game for Hampton, who's guarding Decker at the left elbow. Decker hands it off to Dunn. They dump it down into Fawns, trying to power his way in from the right blocks. Out to Gentry. He hit a three.
And we're back up by one. 24 seconds left. Montgomery leading.
Dawson Gentry with three threes in this game. 11 points. Clock at 16. Hampton has it. His team, the Cardinals, down one. Shooting for the lead again. Missed the three. Gaines trying to keep it alive. Cards trying to get it out of that scrum, but they say last touch by GRC. Rashawn shot it early in the clock, hoping his team would get the rebound and miss if he didn't make it, and that didn't happen. Craig comes out, Eli Craig out, Breland Morrison in. They throw the ball up, Montgomery County does. Jarvis in a hurry. He ran off and left the ball. Ashford got it. Two on the clock. Layup.
No.
Oh, and they're going to say he stepped on the sideline after the steal. Wow. So I mentioned turnovers, had an exchange of turnovers there in the waning seconds. Thought Ashford had a breakaway. Decker looking. Jarvis has it. Turnaround three at the horn. It's missed, and J.P. Gaines was on him pretty tightly.
And got bopped pretty good in the nose.
I don't know if I want to leave the officials to call that one anyway. We've got three quarters of play in the book. It's Montgomery County leading George Rogers Clark here at the GRC Arena by a score of 45-44. Back in 1 minute.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Here at Sterling Healthcare, we're committed to quality, affordable health care for the entire family. No gimmicks, no outrageous bills for professional care, just professional medical services provided by caring providers and staff to ensure you and your family are healthy in mind, body, and overall well-being. I'm Jennifer Carpenter, Human Resource Manager for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check out Sterling Healthcare today and see all the ways we're here for your family.
Fourth and final quarter getting ready to get underway. Montgomery County leading 45-44. Got their first lead of the game in the third quarter. And, boy, it's been back and forth ever since.
37-35. They got the lead on a two-pointer. And since then, as you say, back and forth.
Cardinals will send out on the floor Malachi Ashford, Rashawn Hampton, Montez Gay, J.P. Gaines, and Breland Morrison. Indians will have the ball at midcourt, owning a one-point lead, showing no effects of a hangover from a loss last night to district opponent Paris. The Cards at 4-0 in district play this year, right now trailing Montgomery County by one. Indians run the weave. Jarvis leans in, put up the shot, and he draws the foul at 6'5". They play him at the point. Ball handling skills will improve. But that size is just more than most high school teams can match up with at the point. Ashford with a foul. That is his second. Team first, and Jarvis makes the free throw. He has 5 points in the game. One of five players that average in double figures. He missed the second. Fawn's got the rebound. Dawson Gentry shoots and misses. Montez Gay pulls down the rebound and missed three.
Didn't necessarily need that shot if you were Montgomery.
Hey, he's trying to make a four-point trip,
yeah.
I guess. And
yeah.
Here's Gaines. Drives in. Kick it back to Ashford. And Montgomery County staying with the 1-3-1. They set Montez Gay at the foul line. And Breckendecker fouls for his fourth foul, and Coach Mays is kind of like, why did you do that? You're at midcourt. You're not even on the ball.
Well, I tell you what, he's got his kids prepared for this one tonight. They're really, really playing well.
It has been intense, and this zone has really been a deal-breaker for him. It's been a game-changer. Morrison brings it up for GRC. Bounce pass to Ashford, left of the circle. Decker stays in the game. He's on the point. They look for a skip pass on the blocks if they can. Ashford drives it over to the right side. Rashawn Hampton steps into a three, rattled in, came out. J.P. Gaines with a rebound, put it up and in.
He didn't
bring it down, Bobby, all in one motion.
Well, earlier in the last quarter, he hesitated, and it cost him. That time he went right back up with it.
Second chance scoring for the Cards. Tie this one at 46. Dunn dribbling. Hampton on him. Fawns with a high ball screen. Hampton fights over the top. Now into a double team is Dunn. Jarvis with a skip pass. And then now Jarvis takes it right back. Denied the screen. Drives in. He had nowhere to go as Gaines was in there to shut him down, and J.P. gets the foul, his second.
Yeah, he split him.
Team third.
He took it strong and split him, even though there were two defenders there. He found the seam and went through it.
Tyce Jarvis will shoot the free throws. His first one is good.
For Montgomery County, Rallett back into the ballgame.
Rallett comes in. Breckendecker goes out. At the free throw line, 63% on the season is Jarvis, and he makes both of these free throws.
Yeah, he's made three of his last four.
Cards with the ball, down two. We've got 6.5 minutes to play in this game. Ashford walks it up, 1-3-1 by Montgomery County. They've got to attack it with two guards, and the Cardinals do. Hampton, top of the key, driving in. Shoveled it off to Breland Morrison, who Breland... Bobby used a golf term. I bet he wished he had a mulligan on that.
Yeah. Well, he just didn't react to the
pass, and he was open in the paint.
Yeah, sure was. Well, guards down two on defense. There's a steal.
Gaines with a steal. Challenged by Gentry. Wraparound pass. Put it in by Hampton.
There's your senior leadership.
J. J.P. Gaines with his second assist of the game. Pass up to Gentry. Gentry in the backcourt, double team, throws it all the way up to Rallets. Rallets played a lot of minutes in the JV game. He got rid of it quickly to Gentry and now to Jarvis. Coach Cook saying run and jump. They do. They double team the ball out on the floor. Rallets has it on the right baseline. Kick it out. Dunn straight away. Fawn's moving well without the ball. Morrison following him. 15-foot jumper by Jarvis is missed. Rallet had the rebound, batted out of bounds. It will stay with the Indians.
Rallet, right place, right time for that board. That thing rattled and came out, but he was there on the weak side to get it, and it was deflected out of bounds as he had tried to pass it.
Game tied at 48, 5.5 minutes to play. And they got a 5-second call. If not that, it could have been traveling because Dunn wanted to take off running the baseline, and he had to be stationary. So either way, 5 seconds or travel. Montgomery turns it over, and here come the Cards with a chance to get the lead. Montez Gay, the third guy, to bring the ball up into the front court. Now he's got the bigs playing out on top against this 1-3-1. He's got his guards down in the post, kind of an inverted post. As Hampton has it, throws a pass, Breland Morrison, ball fake, put it up, in and got an and one.
It's time for Breland to shine a little bit on the offensive end, and that ball fake got him an and one.
Vaughn picks up his second foul, second on Montgomery County, and that time Rayshon Hampton and Breland Morrison hook up. So he got his mulligan, he got him a do-over. That was a much tougher catch in traffic. But a beautiful finish.
Can he finish here? Yep.
Free throw is good.
Well, back up by three. That's a big lead in this game.
Sure is.
At this stage of the game.
10 points in the game for Morrison. Right. There's a steal by Ashford. Shovel it off to Gaines. Put it in.
Well, it made a mistake there. He let loose of the ball. And
I said there were no turnovers in that third quarter. Montgomery County has had three here in the fourth quarter in the first 3 minutes. Timeout called. 30-second break. Back after this brief message.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Montgomery County had a couple of turnovers, three actually here in the first 3 minutes, and the Cardinals scoring on those opportunities.
Yeah, 9-2 to start the first 3 minutes. Favor of the Cards this quarter.
Jarvis, trouble with the ball. They double-team him. Are they going to take it away? Gaines goes to the floor and got the steal. Up to Morrison. Layup, missed at the rim. Hampton, rebound. He's mugged, no call. Coming away with it is Dunn.
Yes. Wow.
Dunn's going to bring it up into the front court. A lot of contact. They let him play. Coach Cook rubbing his brow. Hands on hips now. Watching his team defensively. Dunn drives in. Took 3 steps. No call. Kick it out to Fawns.
Nope.
His 3 woefully short. Air ball. Here comes Hampton. 3-on-2 to Gaines. At the rim. Finish the play.
11-2 run for the Cards to start the fourth. They're up by 7.
J.P. Gaines with a chance for an and one. That foul is going to be on Fawns. That'll be Fawns' third, team third. And now, and the official blowing a whistle saying, guys, don't huddle up with your coach. This is an and one. Mays is frustrated. He's storming the sideline, looking at his players and his coaches.
Yeah,
he's emphatic with his speeches, and he's marching the sidelines. J.P. Gaines completes a 3-point play.
All of a sudden, from down one after three to up, and there's another steal.
Here's a steal. Ashford over to Hampton. Hampton driving, jump stop, put it up,
oh,
put it in.
Goodness, up 10 points here.
So Rashawn Hampton with 23 in the game. Cards on top by 10. Here's another steal by Gay. Lead pass to Ashford. Layup. Got it.
Just an absolute explosion by Clark County, and we have timeout on the floor.
Coach Mays, he is walking all the way under his team's basket. And he is talking to his players. He's called a full timeout. Cards up by 12. Back in 1 minute.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Country Time Motors is the home of great cars, SUVs, and trucks. For the past 2 years in a row, Country Time Motors was voted the best car dealer in Clark County in the Winchester Sun Reader's Choice Awards. It's good to have a friend in the car business. See Larry Oldham and the crew at Country Time Motors. Experience the Country Time way for yourself. Country Time Motors, off the Maple Expressway, exit 96 off I-64.
GRC Cardinals 12-point lead. Bobby, the GRC has 20 of their 60 points in transition buckets. Fast breaks are off turnovers. Man, it's a 20-0 edge for GRC in that category.
Two rock back on their heels after three. They've exploded here in the first 4 minutes or so of the fourth to outscore them 16-2 and take command.
Dunn with Ashford on him, throws it in the front court. Jarvis puts up the shot. Jarvis was the focus of Coach Mays' instruction at that timeout. Breland Morrison with a foul, his first, team third. Team fouls even now at three each in the fourth quarter. Jarvis is 3 of 4 at the free throw line in this game, all in the fourth quarter, and he makes a free throw here. He has made three in a row. He has another free throw coming. Held to 4 points in the first meeting between these two teams. He makes another free throw there. GRC will walk it up with Malachi Ashford at the throttle. 3.5 minutes to go in the game, and GRC up 10. 1-3-1 by Montgomery County. Over to Morrison. Morrison, right of the circle, pulls it out on the dribble. Goes it back to Montez Gay. Gay, jump stop in the lane, put it in with a finger roll.
He split the defenders. They let him go, and he nailed it on the left side.
7 in a game for the 6'4 freshman. Beautiful finger roll off the jump stop. Jarvis trying to spin, backing his way in, threw it up there, altered by Gay. His shot's missed, and here comes Hampton. Coach Mays looking up at the ceiling, wondering what happened on that shot. Morrison pulls it out on the dribble. Inside of 3 minutes, clock rolling. Cards with the ball and the 12-point lead. Montez Gay just looks at this zone. He's got Fawn staring him at. Fawn's at the foul line. Gay beyond the three-point arc. Now he brings it out on the dribble. Picked up his dribble. Breland Morrison will trade places with him. Fawn steps out. Coach May says bring his defense out on the double team. Gay beat the double team. Got to the rim. Double pump shot, missed it, and he's fouled as he attacked the basket. That foul will be on Ethan Dunn, his first, team fourth.
Dunn got him to the floor, but Jarvis there to pick him up in a good show of sportsmanship.
Montez Gay at the free throw line, talented player. 11 point per game, 8 rebound average. He missed a free throw here. He's going to have another one coming. He is 1 of 3 at the foul line. He has 2 block shots in this game. Pulled down 8 rebounds last time these teams played. Second free throw, good. 13-point lead for GRC. Dunn's going to walk it up. Cards dropping back. They're in a man-to-man. Not with the run and jump right now. Dunn comes off the Fawn screen, runs into Morrison, put up the little jump shot and made it. left of the lane.
Yeah, he was able to get through that trap and get it up over the rim for the deuce.
His first basket in the second half. Hampton in a hurry. Blow by play. Missed at the rim. Fawns with a rebound. Lead pass to Gentry. Back to Fawns. Wanted to shoot a three. Gaines says no. Over to Decker. He'll fire a three. Missed that one. Breland Morrison can control it. Rashawn Hampton goes to the floor. But Brecken Decker with a floater.
And Decker's got an ankle issue.
Yeah, he came down on somebody's foot. Decker, he's been a warrior in this game. 12 first half points. That's his first basket in the second half. And he is writhing in pain right now. With a minute 40 to go in the ball game, he's one of two seniors on this Indian team. And like I said, he's a starter, and he's played hard tonight. Well, he's giving attention. It's a 63-54 Cardinal lead. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Back after this brief message.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Take that sponsorship, CDE Sanitation, jumping on board. Thanks to all of our sponsors. And a round of applause and both sides as Dawson Gentry walks off the floor with assistance. Good crowd. Pep section standing on each school's side. They have had high energy in this game, and it's pretty much the case anytime these schools hook up. Both teams showing support. Fans standing. Montez Gay between the circle for the Cards. Got a step on Rallets, and he won that match to the rim. Rallets had no choice but to foul him. That'll be his first.
Yeah.
Team fifth, and Gay will shoot two, and the Cards will shoot two from here on out.
Out there 25 feet with the floor spread, all he has to do is just take him because he's a little bit too quick and strong.
And Gay's free throw goes in and out, and a look of disdain goes over that young man's face. He was our guest Wednesday, one of our guests. Very mature guy for a freshman in high school. And I mean mature not just physically, but his attitude, his answers. Quality guy. Makes the second free throw. Cards with a 10-point lead. Montgomery County crosses midcourt with a minute 23 to play. Rallets skip it out from the right wing straight away. Dunn lays down a dribble. High post to Jarvis. They peel off of him. Gentry makes the catch. Rashawn Hampton switches off. Throw it in the post and down in the paint. Breland Morrison had a forearm in the small of the back of Fawns. And Breland with a foul, his second. Fourth team foul. It'd be the Indians' ball underneath their goal.
109 left in this one.
Dunn calling, or Fawns calling for it from Dunn's. His jump hook in the lane is good.
You get him there, and he's going to be tough to stop.
15 in a game for Fawns, hitting right about his average. He's averaging 20, I think, coming in. He had only played a few games, or he hadn't played the full games. Morrison from Ashford put it in.
Yeah, just he got past the defense on the right side and waited to attract the defense and was able to slip it across with the deuce.
Cards call a full timeout with a little time left here. We'll step aside for 1 minute. Back after this.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Here's Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Region Market President, Citizens Bank of Kentucky.
At Citizens Bank of Kentucky, we believe banking is an experience. We recognize you have a choice when it comes to selecting a banking partner. To our present customers, we are grateful for your business. To those we don't have the privilege of serving, we look forward to earning your trust. We hope to introduce you to a better alternative to reach your life's goals.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, Bullion Boulevard, Winchester. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we appreciate that sponsor. They bring a Cardinal connection to you.
Absolutely.
Montgomery County with the ball as Malachi Ashford all over Dunn in the backcourt, and Dunn running out of room. It's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by GRC. Cardinals have scored 9 baskets in this fourth quarter. Meanwhile, Montgomery County has had 3. It was the Indians with a 1-point lead going into this fourth quarter. And right now, here's another turnover. Steal by Breland Morrison driving in. And he's fouled from behind, and he'll make the basket, and it'll be an and one.
Yeah, Dunn tried to get him from the backside there.
So Breland will be at the free throw line. 14 points in the game for this 6'2 senior. Big second half. Free throw, good. Completes a and one 3-point play. Montgomery County without a transition bucket in this game. Now here's a steal by Ashford. Malachi on a run out. He'll lay it in.
Hard to believe they were down after 3. There's another
turnover. Dunn lost it. Over to Montez Gay. His second slam of the game. Right now, the fans standing up and applauding their Cardinal team. Rowlett's launched one at the horn. It was short. Game over. In a final, Cards finish in a flurry. They finish off Montgomery County by a final of 73-56. GRC comes on strong in the fourth quarter. 73-56 your final. 2-minute timeout coming. Bobby and I will return. We'll have a post-game show that will include game scoring, stats, and summary. Coming up right here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit localdigitalky.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for $1. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me, as we have won every game played tonight. The Cardinal girls won in Louisville. That game played earlier, and as they defeated Assumption, then the freshman team here of GRC picked up a win. The JV in a 4 overtime game got a win. And then now the Cardinal varsity team, they finish off Montgomery County 73-56, a game that had some ebbs and flows as GRC was up 10 at the end of the quarter, took a four-point lead in at halftime. They got behind in the third quarter, but oh my. I tell you what, Bobby, defense and turnovers made a big difference, and it just snowballed on the Indians.
The score was 48-46 in favor of the Indians with 6.5 minutes to go. And by the time you got to the 3:52 mark, the Cards had run off 14 consecutive points and put this one out of reach. And as you say, they picked it up on the defensive end. They went for that trap. I think they got a shot or two to fall, and then possibly a bit weary having played last night. It could be that the fourth quarter might have gotten into the legs of the visitors a little bit, but irrespective or whatever, however, the Cards dominated that fourth quarter and came away with a very, very unlikely 17-point win.
Sure was, and the win streak is remains intact as the Cardinal boys varsity basketball team has now won the last 22 meetings against Montgomery County Indians. Again, in a final here, 73-56. Looking at some of the team numbers in this ball game, GRC shot 3 of 15 from three-point range. Montgomery County 9 of 22. They were 6 of 12 at halftime. Turnovers in the game, the Cardinals only had 4 turnovers the entire game, only 1 in the second half. Meanwhile, Montgomery County had 15 turnovers, 9 of those coming in the second half, 6 of those coming in the fourth quarter,
The final minutes where it was so critical, the Cards just decided to get aggressive and take a chance because that height out front on that 1-3-1 zone was really, really affecting GRC's two smaller guards. So Coach Cook had an answer, and he put Breland and Montez out there, and they were able to throw over it. And the other team had to modify its defense a little bit. And when you put taller players on taller, quicker players, which DRC had outside, they were able to take advantage of taking people to the basket from out on the court.
Well, looking at some of the, and one of the big salient numbers here in the ball game, 27-0 in favor of GRC as far as transition fast break points. And it was 8-4 edge for the Cards in second chance scoring. 12 of 17 at the foul line for GRC, Montgomery County 9 of 10. Luke Fawns has 15 for Montgomery County, 14 scored by Brecken Decker, 11 for Dawson Gentry, 9 for Tyce Jarvis. 7 points in the game for Ethan Dunn. For the Cardinals, GRC.
Everyone, please get off the play floor.
Cardinals in the scoring in the ball game. 23 points for Rayshawn Hampton, 15 points for Breland Morrison. Yeah, 12 each by J.P. Gaines and Malachi Ashford. 11 points for Montez Gay, Eli Craig, Maddox Campbell, Hamp Taylor all played but failed to score. Head coach Josh Cook up here, his winning streak intact at 9 in a row. His team picks up the win. They move to 19-1, 5-0 in district play. And Coach Bobby and I were talking this game, 10-point lead at the end of the first quarter, up 4 at half, lost the lead in the third, but my oh my, the first 4 minutes in that fourth quarter was pivotal. They turned it over 6 times.
We started changing defenses, man. And honestly, that one is the game. We were in a good shot early. We were in good shape early, and we tried too hard. I mean, it's very emotional, and we've been talking about it, but it just happens, and we shot a lot of bad shots to allow them to get back in the game. And once we did that, you're in a little bit of a different boat. But the fourth quarter, we got back to playing GRC basketball, and that's by playing defense. And they were very coachable in the fourth about making changes. And, man, what a special run.
Sure was. Unofficially 27-0 as far as fast break transition points, 27-0 edge for GRC. Coach, you know, in the first half, Bobby and I talked, you were a little guard heavy. I mean, your backcourt had 20 of your 32 points, and your frontline guys, you know, maybe you issued a challenge to them. They came on, they carried it their load in the second half. You had more. Montez, JP, and Breland Morrison all in that second half. All those guys collectively, they score in the game 38 points.
Well, it was bare. I mean, we got a pass on the ball, too. I mean, I don't mean that. Like, we just try too hard sometimes, and we over-dribble a bit, but we all do that. We'll all go and... They all want to go make that one play, and I give a lot of freedom to let you play, but you have to understand tempo and understand matchups and understand the score. And but then we even moved them around, like we moved some guys around. Let the bigs go panel ball, bring it up, put the guards back so they could see. You know, Montgomery's got a lot of size; they're very long,
sure.
And obviously they're not going to play straight up man a whole lot because you know we can spread them out and do a lot of things. But we're seeing some zones, and we see a lot of zones, and that requires us to. You know, to move the ball and take, you know, and take the easy shots. And that's something that, you know, we've done a much better job of, especially late in the game. But, you know, credit our guy.
Yes.
It's credit our scout team because we were able to practice some of those things this week, moving guys around, just experimenting because we know that we have to get better at certain things.
Head coach Josh Cook, you're listening to his comments. His team wins 73-56. Yeah, and Bobby and I were commenting, and you saw the 1-3-1 zone, and they're putting a 6-5 guy out there on the point. And all of a sudden now you need to attack the 1-3-1 generally with two guards. So now, hey, Montez and Morrison, put them out there, and they can see a little bit. So
well,
I thought that was a good move.
Yeah, they can see it and be able to get there a little bit and be a little more, you know, get there a little more steps. I believe in our guards and that stuff, too. You know, it just takes us a little time. We saw a ton of different defenses to try to slow us down, and that's okay. That means teams are trying to. I'd rather be prepared come March than not.
Sure. And then your team, Rashawn Hampton, again, a motor that doesn't stop. He put
every now he's on turbo a little bit.
He is on turbo.
I have to shift gears down just a tad.
Yeah, totally. I see he slid in safe at home over there in front of the pep section, Montgomery County. Coach Cook here with the win tonight. Bob's got something on his mind.
Well, you're down two with 6 minutes and 30 seconds to go, and 2 minutes and 40 seconds later, you've outscored them 14-0. So it all came down to getting it to all work when you needed it the most.
Yeah, our defense win. Everybody wants to talk about offense, and I get it. And you're going to score. You got to guard. You know, we scored 32 points the first half, but, you know, we gave up 28. And I'm a defensive guy. You guys are going to run. Just guard for me and rebound, and I'll let you go play.
Yeah, and he got good balance attack tonight. He got five players all in double figures tonight. His Cardinals played eight players and five in double figures.
What an awesome situation that. You said, what I mean for us to be in that situation, to experience that, that's great for us.
Hey, we were talking Wednesday, off mic. You want to win every game, but, you win as much as you can, but you like to have some tight games. You said, they're coming.
Coming. Well, in district games, I mean, they're just always on. We're going to get all teams' best shot, and that's okay, too. But what a crowd, man. You know what I mean? What an energy. And then, the JV game's awesome before. I mean, it kind of set the tone. You know what's kind of going to happen. Freshman game was good, and then it's a packed house.
Yeah, we won four tonight. The girls picked up a win in Louisville, and GRC won four games tonight.
Heck yeah.
All right. Head coach Josh Cook, good luck and congratulations. Enjoy this weekend.
See you, Tuesday.
Will do. All right,
man.
Guys.
Well done.
See you
Thank
next
you.
Week. Head coach Josh Cook, his Cardinal team wins in a final 73-56. Five players in double figures, 23 by Rashawn Hampton, 15 for Breland Morrison, 12 each for J.P. Gaines, and also Malachi Ashford, 11 for Montez Gay. So team effort and team win. GRC moves to 19-1. Montgomery County, they go to 8-13. So that's going to do it for us. And, Bobby, I'll see you next week. I think I'm going to go to Red's Caravan tomorrow over at Red Mile. And Red's Caravan, Gateway Radio Works, now picking up Reds on Radio. So they had their opportunity and enjoyed it. So I think I'm going to go jump in tomorrow.
Well, I tell you what, our man back in the studio, Mr. Tim Smith, isn't going to sleep tonight. It's only 10:20, so why don't you just have him meet you over there?
Hey, we'll just do the red eye, huh? Red eye at the Red Mile. All right. Well, that's going to do it. Cardinals win again. And the record now at 19-1. Again, be listening to WWKY as that GRC girls score will be passed along when it becomes available. And good luck to the Cardinal girls up there in the Republic Bank Louisville Invitational Tournament. And looks like Bobby's saying, we've got Franklin County coming up. That'll be our next one on Tuesday. So until then, have a great weekend. For Hayes McMakin, back to station, Tim Smith, Bobby Baldwin with me, Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening. So long.
been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.